Hey everybody, this is the Cooler Chronicles podcast. You know, all day I've been thinking about it as the Coker Chronicles podcast, and I gotta change that stuff now, or else I'm gonna get sued, probably. I don't know. Today on the 39th episode, we have Gonzo in SA, from Gonzo in SA, and producer JP Williams. They're joining us. We're gonna talk some UTSA realignment stuff. We don't have Schaefer here. We don't have Jared either, but hopefully I'm gonna record with him later. We're going to add it to the end, and you won't even know. It'll just be magic like that. All right. So, guys, can you please introduce yourselves better than I just introduced you right now?
My name is Gonzalo Gonzalez. I'm Gonzo and SA Show, 1250 ESPN San Antonio. And the world did not blow up on my birthday this year.
And I'm JP Williams. I am of the same affiliation, and I'm actually no longer producing the show. I'm just a co-host. They took the reins away from me when we moved over to 1250. I guess they didn't trust me. So now I am officially a co-host in the show. Happy to be here.
Awesome. We're glad to have you. Hope it's warm here on the show, you know, and welcoming, and there are no evil looks from me. I was on your show once, and
it best show we ever had.
It was.
And unfortunately, I got to admit right away that although I do want to listen to your show, I haven't had the opportunity, mostly because I had a class that night, and it was like, you know, like I was getting out of class right when you guys were wrapping up. So, haven't listened to it. But you guys started out on the internet, so if you could like maybe tell that story.
We, for a couple of years, we were over doing internet radio, and it really was just a hobby for us. I mean, what else were we going to do Wednesday nights but, you know, grab some beer and some smokes and talk sports? And, you know, we weren't getting paid for it or anything like that or making any money. It was just something we liked to do. So we kept at it and kept at it. And long story short, ESPN came calling, and we talked to them, and we actually talked to Ticket 760 as well, but based on what was available to us, we seem to fit better with ESPN 1250 for right now. But no, it was just, you know, internet radio, just, you know, knocking it out, sitting in on one of our houses. We'd broadcast from the 1011 Club, a club that JP co-owns, and we just, you know, just it's really cool because, you know, now we're on, you know, AM Sports Talk Radio under the ESPN affiliation, and we've got a little more clout to us. But it all started, you know, doing it out of our house with a desktop computer and a couple of crappy Radio Shack mics. But it's a lot of fun, man, and it's kind of cool that we, you know, took this road, you know, to get where we are, because you know, we can kind of relate to podcasts and internet radio and stuff like that, and not really, you know, undersell how important that is, you know, like the Cooler Chronicles and stuff like that. So so it's very cool, and we never forget where we came from, so we always try.
I miss being on internet radio because I get to actually say what I always want to say.
Yeah, like I think, I don't know, I forget, I think I saw that you were tweeting at Mike Taylor like 2 years ago, I guess, and I saw that you had an internet radio show, and I think I tried to tune in once or twice there. That's how I kind of, like, I saw, I was like, hey, these guys are on ESPN now, what's going on here? Fancy.
And that's the thing, a lot of the guests have been, you know, good to us early on. Mike Taylor gave us the time of day when we were just on internet, did promos for us. Adam Clanton in Houston, you know, Steven Jackson, even Sohaib Athar. He's the guy that lived across the street from Osama bin Laden when the raid went down. I mean, he even came on our show too. So, you know, for those guys to really give little internet radio guy at the time of day was really a cool thing.
That's awesome. All right, well, what say you guys that we do what we're here to do, I guess. We talk to UTSA sports. All right, so like I mean, what did you think of this year? I didn't really get to talk to you guys or like get a little recap. I know you posted one, you kind of had one. What did you guys say about the second year overall?
You know, 8-4 is phenomenal for any second year program, but to do it the way these boys did it, you know, they started off hot. It was a roller coaster of a year. They started off 5-0, had the community behind them. They went through the I think maybe 4-game losing streak, and you know the student attendance kind of dropped off, and people started, oh well, the five games was just a fluke. But they finished strong, and I think that says something for their character. I think it says something for the way Coker prepares those guys mentally. You know, granted, it was a cupcake schedule, but they did exactly what they should have done against cupcake schools. You route them 50-plus point. So there's a lot to build on for next year, and I'm sure everybody will agree.
Yeah, I think they won the games they were supposed to, and they, you know, they, like you said, G, they did what they were supposed to do. But I think the way they did it, with a lot of class, and they showed a lot of the talent, and there's a lot of stuff that you can really look at this season and say, like, well, this is going to be awesome in the years to come. There's just so much excitement behind this program, and I'm really excited to see what we have in store for us.
Yeah, like I totally agree, and I had an unusual like perspective this time, being, I guess, like, you know, because I'm a blogger, podcaster, but I didn't have as much time to like follow them as in depth as I did like the previous year, because I was busy, you know, jerking off and whatever.
Of course.
Yeah. So, like, I had kind of had that weird, like, you know, I'm like, don't really know what's going on, but I had the opportunity to talk to people, like other people that are blogging, Jared Schaefer, the Rowdy Talk guys, you know, and then so I'd quickly catch up. I think the thing about this school, what we got to remember is everybody, they kind of have these big dreams, and people are like, oh, we're just going to just dominate next year and this and that. But like, it really is a building process, and it like it's going to go slow, and a lot of it's been really fast, and they feel like, oh well, you know, in 2 days' time we're going to be UT, right? We're going to beat them. it doesn't really work that way, and I think this is the way to do it. This is fascinating to me, the way that they built this program, because there have been a lot of examples of programs getting built, like Florida Atlantic, Florida National, the Western Kentucky leveled up over there. But there's lots of ways to do it. And every situation is unique.
I think UTSA is really lucky because they have this huge city that's football starved. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just really kind of, it was perfect timing for them with the Cowboys having a couple down years. And the ability to get into a place like a great facility like the Alamo Dome, and just, you know, UTSA as a university is growing. This is just, was just a great time, and they're really doing something special over there.
Yeah,
but I think it's going to be tough, and I wrote a blog on thegonzoneessayshow.com kind of calling out the students a little bit, because when we saw times get tough, and there's a couple of those beatdowns that they sustained at, you know, on the road and at the Alamo Dome, the right. attendance really seemed to drop, and like he said, it's not going to get any easier, and it's not, you know, I really hope that the students and the city as a whole can stick behind this team when, you know, they're going to open the season up against Oklahoma State University next year, you know? I'm not looking forward to that.
Just to add to what you were talking about, Adam, granted, they're going to have a tough road to hoe next year with conference realignment. But for what the schedule they were given this year and the season they were given and the opportunities they were given, they couldn't have done any better. They are in a perfect position to move forward from here. Now, I don't think it's going to be that pretty next year with the competition they're going to have to face. But you know what? Tough love. You got to grow up. And, you know, these are the kind of growing pains you face. I just hope that the community as well as the students just understand that and continue to stand by this program even through tough times.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that, like, you know, it's exactly what I was going to say, that they hit all the green lights, you know, this way. Like you said, Cowboys are down, but not only that, but UT is kind of down. If this was, like, 2006, they're trying to build the program, it would have been nothing, because Vince Young was, like, owning the state there pretty much. Yeah. But now you got, you know, David Ash and what's-his-face McCoy over there, you know, scrubbing it up, taking turns.
Play much anymore.
Yeah, well, so,
well, you do, like, have this. You do have this up and comer guy who's going to be something named Johnny Manziel. I think he should be okay, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. Is that, like, there's a strange amount of like A&M fans in San Antonio. Yeah. Do you guys understand? Are you guys like? Did you guys grow up A&M fans or Texas fans or what? What was your
proximity to Austin? It was always UT, but UT was huge back then. A&M hasn't really done a lot in the years that I was growing up.
I grew up in Bastrop, right outside of Austin. So that the Longhorns were our pro team, you know.
Yeah.
That was, and they probably make as much money as a pro team, but mm-hmm. But that was our pro team. And then when I graduated high school, I went and played baseball at Concordia Lutheran, right in Austin, right next to UT. So you know, although I was in class and playing baseball there, I was partying over at UT. But so big Longhorn fan, man, especially with baseball. I grew up going to the camps and going to at least 5 or 6 games every year. So, you know, but a lot of my friends are Aggies. And as long as you're not a Sooner, you're fine with me.
Yeah, that's the thing, too, is like I grew up. I said this before. I grew up a UT fan, and I think a lot of people, a lot of these current UTSA students, fans, grew up UT fans for
one reason or another. It's a default if you're in South Texas.
And so, like, that's kind of one thing. I saw somebody tweet. I don't even know the guy's name, but he was like, you know, if you're a UTSA fan, know your roots, hook them, right? And I was like, you can't really do that. And there's this thing with this guy, Mike Craven, you know, he's like a – he started out with the UT Rivals one. What do they call it again? Orange Bloods, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, like, I think some fans are kind of taking issue with the fact that he's out there tweeting, like, you know, hook him or this and that. And I know, and all this is coming from a guy that went to University of North Texas and talks a lot of North Texas stuff.
The best music program in the state of Texas.
Yeah. You know what? For you guys out there, Denton is Austin of the 1970s.
Yeah, so, definitely.
So there you go.
A little band called Mingo Fish Trap came from there.
There you go.
Yep.
That's
no, but you know, yeah. You're right, and you know, I think the bad thing about that kind of attitude where you know your roots are with the Texas Longhorns, know your roots. That's not the attitude to build the program. You know, you need to try to be independent. And granted, you know, you're gonna need some help. I mean, the more press UT gets, the better for the state of Texas in general. I think the UTSA might have some games and on the Longhorn Network. I'm not sure, but
yeah,
it's just not the attitude to have when trying to grow the program.
No, because like. All these programs, you look at like, you know, Alabama, Auburn, all these crazy diehard fans, they're built on diehards that are diehard for that program. You don't see like an Alabama fan going like, yeah, you know, I'm Roll Tide, but, you know, Auburn's pretty good this year. You don't see that. And so you kind of need some guys that are going to go all in. And I don't know. Maybe I think there are a couple people now, like growing up students right now, that are like that. Everybody else is kind of on the fence and all that's understandable. I always kind of ask myself the question. The only other time I had to ask myself this question is when the Saints kind of had that little flirtatiousness with us, and they played those 3 games here in San Antonio. Like me and my brother were sitting there, and I think it was against the Falcons. And I asked myself, Adam, and I was like, yes, Adam, would you go for this Saints team? Could this be your team if that was the Cowboys out there playing? You know,
that talk about blue ball in a city, right?
Dude.
I would switch my affiliation in a heartbeat. I don't want to be a Cowboys fan anymore. I really don't, and it's all Jerry Jones' fault, man. But if we got a team in San Antonio, I would drop all affiliations and San Antonio Sombreros or Fiestas or whatever the hell they're going to call the team all the way, you know?
Dude, we should still call them the Fiestas. I'd root for a team called the Fiestas. If we had, like, fast-breaking Fiesta, I'd do that, too. That'd be sweet. I think, you know, like, and I made that decision. I remember I made my peace with UT because I grew up a UT fan once I decided it was better for me as a person, as a human, to take my talents to Denton, as said. I was like, all right. And, like, I think UT played UNT, and I was like, you know what? I'm totally rooting for UNT right now. I could feel it, you know? Let the bird fly away. Let the Bevo walk into the pasture, or whatever metaphor you choose in this world, you know? That's what happened. So I think if you're a Roadrunner fan, you got to ask yourself the same kind of question. And I think that time will come when UTSA plays UT. And I wonder when that's going to happen. I don't even know if they, like, you know, Boss Hogs over there in Austin would let that happen. But it'd be interesting.
It would be a gigantic payday for UTSA.
Oh, yeah, it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
It'd probably be a beatdown, but regardless, I mean, you know, you got to earn that right to get beat down by schools like that. And they're playing OSU's coming into the Alamo Dome starting next season, man. I mean, that's a pretty big step in the right direction for the program.
Shit, I don't necessarily think it would be a beatdown. I think UTSA would get up to play it, and I could see them losing by 14 points, which is respectable to a program like Texas.
Oh yeah,
so. Yeah.
And that's the thing, too, is that, like, nobody ever remembers the details. As the further you get away from it, the details slip away. All you remember is the win or loss or, hey, we gave them hell that one time, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
And that's how you, like, you get, like, one or two plays, like, one of these, like, Jadeveon Clowney kind of plays on their starting quarterback. And you have that. You stick that in your highlight reel and you go show the the badass defensive tackle that you're trying to recruit, and you're like, look, dude, this could be you laying this guy's ass out at DKR, Daryl, whatever the hell they call it. They have like 15 names on that place.
I also think I can probably name four different games this season, UTSA, where the score didn't really reflect how lopsided the game truly was. Some of these teams maybe had some garbage touchdowns late, like McNeese State and stuff like that. Yeah. But I think there's probably about 40% of the games where the score didn't really reflect how in control UTSA actually was when you want to bring up details and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's true too. And I guess, moving on to other beatdowns or potential beatdowns or teams on the schedule, I guess. Have you guys been following this realignment crap? I'm not a huge realignment guy. Are you guys?
I've tried. I want to be, but I have to rely just on y'all's tweets.
I get all my information from Cooler Chronicles.
Yeah.
Sweet.
What's hectic about it is there's so much realignment right now. And, what you hear today is not going to necessarily be the same thing you hear tomorrow. So it's really exhausting trying to keep up with it. So, two pumps to you guys for doing that. But I'm probably the wrong guy to ask about conference realignment. I know wherever the chips fall, it's just going to be a tough road to hoe.
So, what do you look for? What are you just kind of hoping for? Whatever happens, I just wish XYZ. What is XYZ for you?
I think it's just give me a solid schedule, and I'm not afraid to play some big dogs. I'm not afraid to get a beatdown if it means my team's going to get some exposure, my school's going to get a payday. It's going to, help recruits. Hey, you want to come play Oklahoma State? They didn't recruit you. You want to go against them and get back at them and show them what they missed.
Or play your buddy over there that went there and signed there.
Yeah. So, and I think that's what I want. And I'm not, I don't want a cupcake schedule. And I don't want this. What's that damn school that kept getting beat down last year by Florida State and everybody? I forgot who they are.
Savannah State, right?
Savannah State. I also don't want that either. But, put them on the field. We'll play them, and we'll do our damn best. I believe in this team, and I believe in their efforts. I'm just like, let's just hurry up and get it solidified and move on.
Well, see, I'm with you on that, G. But I want them to land somewhere and stay there. I'm ready for them just to start building rivalries and really start, it was great. We got to start in the WAC, that was fine and everything, and now moving on to Conference USA, but it's like I would like to see them land, stay, and then start building these things up. That Texas State game was so much fun. I kind of wish that they'd have that team to beat down every year, but I'd like them to land somewhere, stay, and then really start building these rivalries, and those are the games that I really look forward to.
Let me just add that I'm a huge fan and miss the Southwest Conference. So if we could get back together minus Arkansas, I'm totally cool with that.
Yeah, man. I think I wrote something way back when. I totally love Southwest Revived Conference. We should name it that. They should, instead of changing it to Conference USA, name it Southwest Conference. I wonder who they got to pay off over there in Dallas for that.
Well, remember U of H was knocking out – U of H had the run and shoot with David Klingler and Andre Ware winning Heismans. It was a good deal.
Yeah, dude, I just had, the longest conversation at work. I think 90% of my workday was arguing with this guy about University of Houston, because he's one of those guys that's like, here I go to Houston. Houston had a couple good seasons, therefore we are Alabama. And, he's one of those diehard fans.
God.
Yeah. And he's like, we should go to the Big East, and we're going to dominate there, and blah, blah, blah. I'm of the mind that, there's nothing wrong with going the Boise route, playing a bunch of scrub teams. That's fine. You just got to dominate the scrub teams. That's a definite way to victory there. And for UTSA, there's two options. We talked about this on the blog. Schaefer was kind of sussing out the Mountain West options. Basically, I'm like, if we stay in Conference USA and play ODU, it's who's ODU? It doesn't matter. You beat them down, right?
Exactly.
And then you have a couple trips locally, make it fun, and you look up and like as is right now, you have an 8-4 record. And everybody starts taking notice of that. Like I said, people don't notice the details, they notice the wins, the losses.
Yeah.
They say, hey, 8-4. Nobody knows. Already nobody's even talking about that 5-0 start being against kind of scrubby teams, right?
Yeah.
They just say, hey, 8-4, UTSA, what are they doing? Second year, that's awesome, that's amazing. Yeah.
I think the broad blueprint to look at would be the success that Boise State has had, being a small school, and granted they haven't gotten probably the respect they deserve, and they've went up against big schools and lost too, but they've got there. So I think I don't think we're anywhere close to being at that level, but hopefully we never go to blue turf. That would be okay.
or orange turf.
Fast-breaking Fiesta turf. So,
but I think that's a good blueprint to look at and be like, this is how a small team from a small conference turns some heads. So,
yeah, and like everybody takes the same lessons from there. Like, you just get good and build a solid program. I think they beat up on terrible schools, and they built a program. That's the thing. A lot of other schools are like, well, we get a hot coordinator, like Houston. The guy was talking about Art Briles. They got Art Briles in there, and then he left, and they got Kevin Sumlin, and then he left. They didn't really build a program. They kind of built a stepping stone. Like, we are super awesome for you to get another job. yeah, and, like, you don't want that. You don't want UTSA to be that. So that's why it's awesome that we kind of got an older coach. You know, like, he ain't going nowhere. Where's he stepping to? You know, he's stepping to Luby's, maybe. All right. What else we got here? So that's, like, Mountain West talk. I don't know. What do you guys – did you guys weigh in on, like, who do you think – the rival should be UTSA JP?
A couple of times. I got to admit, I wasn't fully on board with this Louisiana Tech rival. I know they're the biggest dog in the fight this year. And, you know, I almost feel like that scene in Fight Club where you just randomly spray a guy with a water hose to pick a fight. You know, I felt like UTSA, you know, kind of had that mentality. We're just looking to pick a fight and get a rival. The Texas State thing, although that's not going to happen for, you know, several more years, but you know, being there at the game and the atmosphere and the tailgating and stuff like that, I thought that was a pretty cool rival, if that could ever happen. But going forward in the Mountain West, I mean, in Conference USA, it's really hard to say. You know, they faced Rice last year. You know, I don't think Rice has the fight in them. Maybe in a spelling bee or something, they would, you know, be ready to go. But it's hard to say, you know, who the rival is. I was excited, and maybe you can help me out with this. Did Tulane leave Conference USA?
Yeah, they went to the Big East.
I was actually excited about playing Tulane.
Just to go to New Orleans, right?
Well, I'm a fan of Tulane for a lot of reasons. Friends go there, and I'm a fan of their baseball program and everything. So I like the Green Wave. I was looking forward, and I think they're a good school, too. I think they're called the Harvard of the South or something like that. But, you know, I was looking forward to some of those. But really, it's just let the chips fall, and let's see which team we hate and who we beat and see what happens. So,
what about you, JP? Do you care at all?
I enjoy the Texas State thing just because it's so
right
local.
There. Yeah.
And like Gonzo was saying, there was a really cool vibe in the Alamo Dome. But you know, I didn't see a lot of college football growing up, or see a lot of it live, so I wasn't really exposed to a lot of that kind of stuff. So I don't know if maybe I'm just jumping at the first thing that came along. I was like, wow, this is awesome. It's cool to actually see a rivalry and other fans inside the Alamo Dome. I think we're just gonna have to, you know, like Gonzo was saying, you don't want to just spray the fire hose and just pick whoever is convenient for you to have a rivalry with. Let's just kind of, you know, play it out, see, you know, who lines up on the other side of us, and just kind of go from there. But it'd be silly just to point to a team and be like, okay, let's do these guys just because of their location or whatever.
Or they got a bunch of money. So, I mean, the thing is, if whoever we line up with on Saturdays and just punch them in the face, and even in a losing effort, they know they played us and they're sore the next day, that's all I want. And then we'll let the rivals develop from there.
Yeah, I think like 90% of it is playing the games, and the other 10% is like the, you know, the incidental stuff, like, oh, I got a cousin who went to Rice or whatever. Like right now, like that's what I'm excited. Like, you know, me being a North Texas fan, I'm mostly excited about them coming down here. Got to see them, you know, see them right in front of me. But there's already like I'm placing my bets on this. Like, I think there's going to be a huge rivalry between the two schools because like all of my UNT friends like really hate UTSA, and I'm over there like, no, UTSA, you got to understand, it's really kind of bad. And then you got a lot of UTSA fans are like, what the shitballs? All these damn UNT dudes over here talking all kinds of mess. They're elitist, blah blah blah. So I think a lot of that's going to boil over, especially next season. They're going to be comparable teams. Like, UNT is pretty terrible at this time. They got an up-and-coming squad or whatever, but they're similar in terms of, like, talent level in the roster.
Maybe Mavericks and Spurs rivalry will carry over.
That's what I keep saying, man. Like, and then there's the whole thing. Like, there's a lot of Dallas fans that say, well, like, why are you guys rooting for our football team? Like, get your
own because we don't have a pro football team.
Yeah, that's what they say, which sounds stupid, you know? Like, you know, quit looking at my girlfriend. Why are you looking at her? Well, because I don't got a girlfriend, dude. Who else am I going to look at? Look at yours.
Oh, God.
Yeah. There you go, man. It's going to be interesting. I don't know, but I like that this
Louisiana
segment.
Your affiliation is going to lie when the two teams play each other.
Well, like I said, man, like I became a man at UNT, you know.
I cut my teeth.
Yeah, all my teeth, and then I lost my liver. there on Fry Street. Yeah. I'm going to write a country song like that. I lost my liver. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that's. I mean, I have to do that. I mean, I'm from San Antonio, so it's going to be kind of awkward hearing people, like my guys, talk mess about San Antonio, like the whole Riverwalk thing. I can't really get down with that because I'm like, I live on the river. It's actually a great place. And it's, yeah, because I live over here in the Pearl now. I don't know. It's going to be weird for me, but you know, I got, yeah, my team is North Texas. You know, that's my team. But you know,
it's a nice problem to have.
Yeah, yeah, my city is San Antonio. So that's a there you go.
There you go.
Give them a split jerseys or something like that. Something lame like that. I don't know. What about you guys? You don't have any split allegiances. Well, you already said the UT. I didn't really hear you, JP. What did you say about that?
I went to UTSA. UTSA all the way. I mean, it was always the default to go for UT just because of the location. Mm-hmm. Girlfriend's UT. Her whole family was from UT. My family actually is from Mississippi, so we have Ole Miss ties. But I just couldn't. When your logo used to be a Confederate flag, I just couldn't make that happen. So
it's kind of hard to put that on a shirt and walk around.
Like I said, went to UTSA right out of high school, so I was extremely excited when the announcement that we were getting a football program. So, it'd be Roadrunners all the way. Yeah,
I actually transferred to UT after 2 years at Concordia, and was there for a year until I went and did other things. But growing up, I mean, I was into Texas football from the David McWilliams era and Peter Gardier and all them. You know, I would probably go to 2 or 3 football games a year with my dad. Growing up in Bastrop, the Longhorns are our professional team.
Yeah.
And I was even now, you know, I think when I signed up on y'all's website, it asked me to pick like my teams, and I'm a Longhorn fan, and it kind of sucks what they're going to, but I haven't been as excited about a team as I have about the UTSA Roadrunners. And I think maybe it's because there's so many cool people that are part of it, like you guys and the guys at Rowdy Talk. Everybody in the organization and the school's been really cool with us too, as far as media and stuff like that. So, UTSA is quickly becoming my number one team, but you know, there's always going to be the nostalgia of the Longhorns.
Yeah, there you go. Like, even
just
if like
probably doing a couple art classes, Gonzo, and it'll be good.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Like even if like the Saints were to come here and become our team or whatever team, right? Maybe this Jacksonville team or I don't know, whatever. I wouldn't hate the Cowboys. I'd love the new Spurs, the new San Antonio team or whatever, the Fiestas. But I'd still root for the Cowboys, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I would still be a Cowboys fan, and I would go watch San Antonio when the Cowboys weren't playing.
There you go.
So.
There you go. So we solved that crisis. Go home to your wives, everyone. we figured it out. I don't know. People are talking over here on Twitter. I'm trying to man 19 different screens here.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
No, you can't. next question I have for you. No, go ahead. Go ahead. Ask
the new name, Cooler Chronicles.
Yeah.
I know you probably have posted this. We've been so busy, we haven't read a lot of things. But explain what happened, why you had to shut the name down, and why you went with Cooler Chronicles.
This is all contained in the episode 38.
Oh, stupid me!
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, there are a lot of people. No, there are a lot of people out there that don't, like they skip a couple podcasts or you know don't want to listen to me talk or talk mess. The university legal department and like not just like UTSA legal department, but the system legal department was like, hey, you guys need to cease and desist using this name because blah blah blah, and this all kind of stems back to this like. Where they thought we were like talking to a recruit, but a recruit was actually like, hey, you guys, you want to do an interview with me? And we're always on up and up here. Yeah. And, all right, so like, you know, I had a discussion, had to sit down with Lynn Hickey. It was like, look, Lynn, I need to keep this name. And she's like, look, Adam, no.
Look at you, Lynn.
Yeah, yeah, well,
Miss Hickey, if it's okay with you,
it's not too much trouble. Yeah. No, we had a good little lunch, and she promised, Lynn, if you're out there listening, because I know you're out there listening, she said she's going to come on the show. We're going to have her on the show eventually, but we want to get it like a good time, like not kind of like start of basketball season, end of football season. We want to get like maybe conference tournament time or something like that.
Did she buy you lunch?
She did buy me lunch. I ate some tacos. You know what? I can't remember. It was out there at the, you know, the where they have all that fancy stuff. the shops at La Quintera, whatever. Yes, we're out there.
Waller, did Jeff Hain ever take you to lunch?
Who's Jeff Hain? Probably not.
No? Okay.
No. Yeah, it was the AD, assistant AD. It was good times. It was them two and Schaefer. We were there, you know?
Nice.
It was a double date. Yeah, anyway, so like, yeah, so basically we decided, I was like, look, I don't want to fight you guys because that's not cool. Because maybe I'd win, you know? I kind of think I'm kind of in the right here. But there's no point in winning and then losing, you know? Like having you guys give me the stink eye every time I'm walking down the, you know, at El Combo or something.
Did you take a list of demands with you?
Yeah, I put them down. I said, I'm not eating these tacos until you agree to these demands. Basically she said, we kind of agree. I was like, all right, I'll change it. And, you know, we had a little contest, which nobody won. Actually, the woman over there, she suggested this one after trying to figure it out. Because there are a lot of, like, vulgar ones, which I'm totally cool with. But it's kind of hard to, like, you know, to be all legit and whatnot, or get my grandma to listen to it. Like, yeah, this is getyourpeckerup.com, grandma.
Nice.
Yeah. So, you know.
It's always awkward on our show whenever we're talking about, you know, making the boner sound effect after pretty much everything that we say. And then
you
I'll get a text from my mom, just like you guys. And she'll just weigh in on something about the show. And I'm like, that means she heard everything that I was saying prior to that.
Mom,
I appreciate the fact that she ignores it and doesn't mention it, because that would just be awkward. But yeah, it's a tough road, man. Yeah.
Now, Adam, I hope you went home after that meeting. I hope you did not give them an answer right then and there. You're like, you know what? I'm going to go home. I'm going to talk about it with my people, and I'll call you back. And then you went home and responded to him.
Well, that was actually like the I'm going to come back and meet up thing. I'd said it before. I was like, yeah, let me figure this out. And then, you know, they just sent the thing, and we're arguing back and forth over email. So, yeah, that was it, and I kind of cool. Said it there. So, yeah, like I disappointed you there. I'm sorry I'm not your hero anymore.
No, you are one of my heroes.
So yeah, but I went down the list like your recruiting list. You're like, I'm a hero, Adam. I don't know. I'm gonna have to take another visit to.
The bar is low for me for heroes. So I have a lot of heroes, so it's okay.
One of them is the sandwich hero. That's number two.
My all-time favorite hero.
So we changed it. It's Cooler Chronicles. Cool. And I like it because, like, a lot of different reasons. It still hasn't, it's not in my brain yet. It's not all the way there. I still say Coca Chronicles. Like, yeah, we got the Coca Chronicles podcast. Oh, wait, Cooler Chronicles.
I actually went through something similar. Adam owned a little bar downtown, and we got into it with the Andy Warhol Foundation.
What was it called?
I still sometimes call our club the 1011, the Warhol. And, it'll never go away. If it was what you started with, it just kind of always going to be stuck in there.
Yeah. And, you know, like, our email is still Coca Chronicles, blah, 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 this and that. You know what I hate is that this stupid Twitter account doesn't let me put it as Cooler Chronicles, con un, like a S.
Yeah.
But with, you know, it's one Cooler
Chronicles. You gotta put that stupid. D in there, though, man.
The what
now? Pompous D. You gotta have
the Cooler Chronicles. Yeah.
We already talked about that.
Yeah, you guys.
I messed it up about five times on the show.
Yeah, like, I don't, you know, like, it was probably better to call it the Coca Chronicles, but I don't know.
Nah,
names and
because you don't want to confuse it with the other Coker Chronicles.
Yeah, all of them out there, man. You know,
a time, God forbid, but there's going to be a time when Coker is not coaching the Roadrunners, and I hope you guys are around forever. So you would have had to change your name eventually.
Well, see, I don't know. Like we discussed this, and a lot of this was part of the thinking into me like being okay to change it because I didn't necessarily like it at first. Anyway, like me and Jared had the talk. We're like, yeah, that's okay for now. Let's figure out something else. And we didn't figure out anything else, and it just kind of stuck. So there you go. That's what we're formerly the podcasters, the bloggers known as Coca Chronicles. Now we are Cooler Chronicles. By the way, dude, Gonzo, you look like different every time I see you. Last time I saw you, you had like the long hair and you had like the little scruffy goatee, and then your picture here, you look different than you look now. What's going on?
I get bored, and I'm actually growing some Mike Patton sideburns that should be coming in nice pretty soon. But no, I don't know if you can see the handsome picture of JP. He's got this regal mustache with handlebars, and sometimes during the show, you know, Gibbons is giving an NBA take, or we're talking, and he's over there with a little wax, and he's waxing his mustache during the show.
I actually just did it while we were just like – 5 seconds ago while we're talking. I just waxed my mustache. So,
no, of course, I grow my hair out starting in July every year because I go as Che Guevara every year on Halloween.
Yeah.
So around that time, my hair is long, my beard is scruffy, and I just throw on the clothes and I'm ready to go. So, but I enjoyed cutting it all off, and I really just
grew. Wait, tell me, like, you enjoyed it? Like, it was pleasurable? Is that what you're telling me? Like, it was pleasurable for them to cut it off? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, you should see. I take my shirt off and everything.
You went to a salon with another man.
I did, but that's not. This is not the platform for that. So. Yeah,
that's all right. Be open. It's free. You can talk about it. What was I going to say? You have a lot more forethought. Like you, like not only think about it, but you do it. Because I have all these great ideas. I'm like, dude, I'm gonna so be Axl Rose for Halloween. All I gotta do is like grow my hair out and dye it. It's gonna be awesome. I don't do it. I never do it. I was like, I should be Gambit. All I gotta do is just kind of like, you know, get a little six pack going, maybe, you know. I don't do that. Definitely not that. You know, I drink a six pack maybe, but like, yeah, I have all these great ideas. I never do them. So kudos to you. Or two pumps. What is that? Like, can you explain that to me again?
Well, when we were on internet radio, you know, shout outs. Everybody wants a shout out, you know, and we just thought shout out was kind of a douchebag thing. And shout, you know, the morning hip hop station gives shout outs to, you know, little kids. So we needed something else. And we had like this 2-month campaign to find out the new slogan we were going to have. And JP, and we had a lot of them that we can't say on the air now, but I think a dick out. Somebody wanted to, you know, give someone a dick out, which I don't know where that came from. But JP actually brought up two pumps. JP?
God. All right. Yeah. I'll explain it again. I mean, you know, it's all fun and games, and it's all fair game whenever you're in a dugout and you touch another man's rear end, I guess we'll say.
You don't have to be in a dugout. You could be like at home,
in a
restaurant or something.
Maybe a bottle of wine, right? Might, you know?
Not that Adam would, but would, might be uncomfortable with another man touching another man's rear end. I break it down with baseball, because then it's appropriate and it's okay. I really just thought it would be funny to have people, to tell people this term, to have people start using it, and they didn't even realize it was in reference to squeezing another man's rear end. But it just kind of, we started it, it took, and that's kind of our new thing.
So you're squeezing my ass through the internet is what you're telling me.
There you go. Yep.
All right, good.
Adam, when's the last time you slapped another man on the ass?
Saturday.
Nice.
Yeah, it was my buddy's birthday. I think he turned like 84 or something like that. I don't know. He's an old guy now.
You keep your hand on that old tender ass and you give a couple of squeezes. Just, you just gave him some pumps. It's all good.
And I had him lick me in
the
eye.
I've actually had a friend's father who listens to the show, loved the show, and come up to me and squeeze my ass.
Sweet.
Yeah.
No greater love hath man than this, that he squeeze your ass while he tells you he loves your show. That's what I always say, right? I think
it's
Jesus
not wrong
that.
Unless you get an erection. And still, there's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
It's fun for everybody. It just means you keep playing. All right. So
I'm going to squeeze a man's ass as soon as I leave here.
Squeeze your own ass right now, please. Go ahead.
There you go.
Have you guys been following any like any of the basketball stuff? Have you ever followed UTSA basketball? Because it turns out they've been playing longer than 2 years. You know.
Yeah, they're not setting as many records as the football team.
Yeah.
I jumped on the bandwagon when they went to the tournament last year. And, you know, was excited about them. I've been to a couple of games because friends of mine go there. I wish I had more time to follow UTSA basketball. College basketball itself is a pain in the ass to keep up with. I mean, there's so much going on. It's happening every night. But I'm hoping that with NFL kind of settling down, I can probably get over there and check out the Roadrunners a couple of games.
What about you, JP?
I never really followed it, and I hate to be that guy that's like, hey, man, football rules all. But, I mean, cause especially considering I'm a hockey fan,
yeah.
So I'm always rooting for the little underdog sport, but I really just didn't get a chance to check into it. I will keep up with them when they get into the tournament a few times it happens, but never, you know. It's
you have to wait till they
– not really one of my favorite sports either. So
that's weird, though, because I always thought, like, hockey, basketball, and soccer – are similar. They're really similar, and like it's constantly moving. It's a lot of similar strategies, etc., etc. So why don't you see this, JP? Is what I'm asking.
I'm sorry. Say it again. You kind of broke up.
Hockey, basketball, similar. Do you not think this?
Yeah, I mean, I see. I would compare probably soccer and hockey a little bit more just based on scoring. But I see where you are working. There's fast breaks. You kind of, you know, work a ball or and or puck.
Yeah, you do.
Field in an attempt to score a goal. I don't know. I'm kind of rare being from South Texas and being a huge hockey fan, but it just something I kind of got into. But I love basketball because of the Spurs. But if we didn't have the Spurs here in town, I probably would not keep up with the NBA very much.
All right. Well, that makes sense. I think a lot of people kind of have that. I behoove you, oh listener, to learn more about basketball, and I'll help you like appreciate terrible basketball that is college basketball. Because college basketball is nowhere near as awesome or awesomely played as the NBA version. But it's exciting. So I get when everybody's like, ah, just wait for tournament time, especially because like a lot of this, the slog through the regular season, it's like worse than like baseball. A lot of it doesn't matter. Like you can go, you know, 25-5 and then lose a conference tournament game, and then your whole season doesn't matter, basically.
You can be a top three ranked basketball team and go on a losing streak at the beginning of the season and still be in championship contention at the end. You know, it's not like college football where, oh my God, number one lost. Well, with the exception of Alabama, you know, or we're gonna have to settle for the Sugar Bowl or some crap like that. So that's pretty cool that you're not out of it. It keeps the dogs in the fight. And like most people, I'll get pretty heavy when the tournament gets here. Right now, you know, I might flip on a channel and see Georgia Tech and Auburn play ball or something like that. What I do know of UTSA has just been, you know, following you guys on Twitter I wish I had more time to follow a lot of sports, that basketball being one of them. So
I think my only issue with it is the quality of play is just, you know, it's
low.
Exactly. Yes. And it's different with football because you're going head to head against, I mean, the thing that's keeping you from obtaining your goal is people that are on most days the same skill level as you are. Whereas if you're just not good at shooting the basketball, it's just going to be bad all the way around.
Yeah.
So that's always kind of, it's like, not to compare it to the WNBA, but I actually saw a women's college basketball game the other day. Oh my God. That was probably the worst 5 minutes of my life.
But see, there's nothing like, if you can catch a college program at a home game where that gym is just rocking and the students are right on top of the court. I mean, that atmosphere compares with, I compare that with any atmosphere in collegiate sports. I mean, there's football, which is always a loud, ruckus stadium, but for a college basketball team or game to have the students, you know, fired up students, probably drunk in most cases, so close to the floor, being loud, the whiteouts, blackouts, blueouts, whatever they're doing, their stupid little yells and shit like that. That atmosphere regarding college basketball is probably one of my favorites in sports.
Yeah, and I think one of the biggest things holding UTSA back from that is the thing we always harp on this show and pretty much everywhere we can is the combo. It's that it's not it's not anything. It's worse than like my high school gym that we played in. And I mean, everybody knows it, so there's no use complaining about it. Like, oh, we got to get a better one.
Well, it is a high school gym, right? I mean, it's just a big block that's got seating in it and
something like that. It's a waste.
It's pretty much a bigger version of Idaho's football field.
The barn?
Or smaller version of Idaho.
I think it's a bigger version of the janitor's closet is what it is. they're planning to fix that, you know, and all that's going to happen eventually. But I think I went to like a conference tournament game that they had there way back when, once upon a time, and that was awesome. There was a lot of that atmosphere that you're talking about there. Gonzo, and I mean, I don't know. I don't really blame people for not going. Actually, in this meeting that we had where Lynn was, you know, put her tacos in front of me and said, eat it, and, you know, then you would change your name. I was like, you know, she was like, why do you think we really got to get people coming out here? Well, she actually has a deeper voice. She's like, yeah, we got to get more people. And I was like, well, I mean, it's way in hell out there. I mean, who's going to go, you know? And, like, if you're going to see a basketball game, you could either turn on Fox Sports Net and watch Sean Elliott be super homer guy, or go to the game, you know, for like $1,000, go to the Spurs game, or you're going to drive way in the hell out to UTSA and spend $10, and it's going to be terrible, like the atmosphere there. I mean, I totally get if you're not totally into it, like JP, like you Gonzo, you don't have a whole lot of time, I totally get why you wouldn't do that. That's why I think they should like broadcast more, if not all those games, maybe even for free. Maybe it'd be a smaller hurdle for you to jump over to enjoy the basketball. You know,
I would sit home and watch a UTSA basketball game. Let me ask you this, Adam: with have they seen a surge or an increase in support? In support with you know the tournament play and the appearance they made in the tournament, and you know because that wasn't their first rodeo, but at the same time, you know, for somebody like me, it was the first time seeing them on CBS playing basketball.
Well, Jared was there pre-tournament, and he said that there was like a slight bump after last year's kind of like bed shitting. It's kind of like it's like a weird mode there where it's kind of like wait and see. Everybody's waiting to see what they got because like Melvin Johnson's not there, and they're 4-8 right now. I think I have their little stats going up. Hold on. We're listening to Gonzo. He's digging in his mouth, I think. Trying to get on a phone call. You still there, JP? Am I not talking to myself?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, all right, good. Like they're 4-8 right now. They're not very good. And a lot of that has to do with Mike Hale being hurt, who's like pretty much the engine. And you know, I think this last game they played San Jose State, who's they were like 10-1 or something. Utah State. They're really good. And Mike Hale was hurt. Oh, he's sick, actually, so he only played a couple minutes. And that's basically where they lost. They play Thursday against New Mexico State, at New Mexico State, and that's going to be on ESPN3, it looks like. So there you go.
Yocho!
Yeah. And
yeah, I think a lot of the issues – I mean, it's the same way with Missions Baseball, man. I mean, if there was a stadium downtown that gave me an incentive to go and watch – I love baseball, but I just cannot stand driving out to I-90 and Couples. You know, to watch a double A baseball game in a dated stadium,
it shouldn't feel like you're taking a road trip.
And would probably go to a lot more games if there was just more of an incentive, and the stadium was a little more convenient for me. But it just seems like do you see the football program actually being able to kind of help the basketball program and all the other programs around the school?
Mostly like economically, basically.
Football
is going to bring in money, and the money is going to, you know, filter to the athletic program, and so like basketball is going to get, you know, money that way. But you know, like they're not like they being the athletic department are not like you know, they know all this stuff, and they're trying to get ways to get the basketball team to, you know, do play in cool spaces. I asked them if they're trying to work out what is it? Where the Spurs play, the AT&T Center or cool place like that? They said they've been in talks with all these people and they're trying to figure it out. A lot of it comes down to like donations. So, you know, I'm sure if you asked Lynn Hickey, she'd be like, look, give a shit ton of money. We'll build a new basketball arena, really cool places, get better players. Bada bing, bada boom, we're in the tournament, right? Yeah. So, yeah.
No, I think you're right. A friend of mine says that 10 years from now, UTSA is going to wonder why they didn't bring a football in 10 years earlier, a football team.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know, a football team is a cash cow. And this is what I was talking about lining up those opponents like Oklahoma State and the support you get for these, especially if you can start making even lower tier bowl games. And once that money gets allocated to different, because the UTSA basketball team is something worth investing in. You know, I couldn't tell you about their gymnastics team or their women's basketball team, you know, and no disrespect towards that. But, you know, the basketball team, I think, would benefit from the football team because they would be worth investing in. And just like every other team in the country, football makes all the money.
Yeah. Well, right now, like, every school has their, like, a unique set of problems. And right now, UTSA's problems, like, they don't have facilities, football facilities, and they don't have a basketball arena. And so that's where all that money is going to go to at first. And, like, you'll see dividends down the line. And that's why a lot of this conference alignment kind of stuff is super important. And, there's a lot of ways to build a program. I mentioned that earlier. If you look at Baylor, everybody's like, look at Baylor. You know, Bob, they just came out of nowhere. Well, they spent, you know, 20 years in the Big 12 getting Big 12 money, building Big 12-style facilities, and now they're benefiting from that. So we may need to see 10, 15 years of investment in the football team. That means people going to games, getting these money games, maybe a lot of losing seasons, donations, et cetera, before we see like a super competitive basketball team, super competitive football team. But I mean, hey, you could always hire the right coach, get the right kind of players, and magic happens, you know? Happens all the time. Anything else you guys want to say? We got about 10 minutes.
Gonzo and Essay show moving to Monday night starting next Monday.
Shameless
plug. How about that, huh?
Well, yeah, I was waiting for you guys to plug it, you know? Can't do anything.
We've got the week. I tell you what, man, I got to do this more often with you. This is a lot of fun. Definitely less
stressful. You're not invited anymore. But you get one
we're
invite.
We're off this week because we're moving to Monday starting next Monday. And I know next Monday is the national championship game. So we are going to go on the air immediately afterwards. Everybody will be nice and liquored up. And we're going to do a recap. And then going forward, we're going to be every Monday at our normal time, 9 to 11 p.m. every Monday on ESPN 1250.
Sweet. Did you guys move back like to Monday to because there's no Monday Night Football? Is that kind of it?
That was one reason. You know, Monday Night Football is gone. It's also with a Wednesday night show. It's harder to recap the weekend. We a lot of stuff happens on the weekend. So about time we try to cover something that happened on the weekend, it's 2 days old. And you've already heard national, local, sports honks, you know, just marinate it and beat it and everything. Yeah. So, you know, it's going to be a fresher weekend recap being on a Monday night. It's still going
to
have
great opinions that are always fresh, though. So not to say that we're just regurgitating what we hear.
Of course, like Subway, right? But no, we and also ESPN has deals with A&M and Texas Tech basketball. Mm-hmm. So we, you know, staying on Wednesday would have had us preempted. I mean, they pay a lot of money, so they kind of and it's post game and pregame, so it's not like the game goes on and then it's off. So we would be preempted, and Monday just made the most sense, and all signs pointed to yes. So we're going with Mondays, and we're very excited about it.
Sweet. Sweet. There you go, guys. You, listener. We got like one listener right now. Like last week, we had like 14. Yeah, well, say hi to listener. What you doing there?
I texted my mom and told her to listen. So.
Oh, what are you wearing then, Gonzo's mom? yeah, so, yeah, thanks for showing up and indulging the podcast. I know a lot of people listen. Like right now, some guy is pretending to work right now. Blew your mind. Blew your mind, dude. Yeah, so thanks for being on. My name's Adam. You can find us. You've already found us. Isn't that amazing? I'm telling you how to find me. Again, coolerchronicles.com. That's going to redirect. CocoChronicles.com. You can choose. You got options. You go to either one. Take you to the same place. That's the blog. Right now, you got Schaefer posted something. I posted something. Jared's probably going to post something on his realignment stuff, some of this recruiting stuff going on. We got more basketball thoughts. I'm going to be on with Jared like in a little bit. And you want to find me, if you like my funny bits and you think, you know what, I hate when you talk sports, but I like when you make funny jokes, Adam, listen to the Deranged Penguin podcast, because I'll love you for it. I think that's pretty much it. Do you guys listen to Deranged Penguin? I'm going to put you guys on the spot. You can lie to me. Please lie to me.
I be honest with you, I didn't even know about it, but I like your sense of humor, so I'll give it a listen.
I hate you so much right now.
Why don't you plug that so I can write it down?
Yeah, why don't you plug it? Hey!
Deranged Penguin. No plug-in involved, unless you want it. Hey, we're open to it.
Found it. All right.
Yeah, it's Penguin with a W. A W. It's in honor of George Bush. Not really. But you can pretend. It's derangedpenguin.com. We talk about stuff, basically. It's me, the woman, my friend from Denton, and his friend from Virginia. And if you're wondering how that came to be, you need to go to episode 7, which is the origin story, and we tell it. They picked us up on the side of the road. I dropped from the sky like Superman, turns out. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Go Runners. Go Gonzo and SA. 2 pumps, maybe 3 pumps. Slap somebody on the ass.
There you go.
Just, you know, why not?